And what are the uses of the canola protein?
Well, it has many uses in food products and in small quantities. Of any prepared and processed food products in the stores, in the supermarkets, contain small amounts of protein, most of it now soy, and we've now shifted to soy because soy has become a more current opportunity for us than the canola. But it goes into all manner of food products, whipping and baked goods, into processed goods, into meat products, into a great number,
and
shakes and drinks. And
is it possible to explain to a lay person such as me what the chemical composition of that protein, what it does, both the soy and the canola? What's its main contributor? What function it contributes to those products you just mentioned?
Well, the function, from a functional point of view, the proteins provide you with the ability to whip, to gel, to foam, to emulsify products. So it's like, I think the easiest example would be like food glue. If you want something to hold together, like a mass that's not, it's like a reinforcement. It's like egg white. Egg white is the gold standard and a very highly functional protein. And so that, I think that gives you an idea. If you think of meringue pies and you think of eggs that you put into, well, this protein, eggs of course are not vegetable based, they are animal based. So this is the proteins that we've been extracting from canola and from soy and now from peas, we've added peas as well, perform these kinds of functions. So food scientists use these things in food systems to make better products, and it goes across a whole range of different consumer products.